And Philip Sampapira, could these are good. Today's date is 04/28/2022. Dictation is for Carrie Wallace. Wallace spells W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Carrie spells C-A-R-R-I-E. Date of birth is 06/02/1971. A 50-year-old young lady here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Ms. Willis has a history of opioid use disorder, arrhythmia, depression. Obesity is there for follow-up for this condition and medication refill. She stated that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% of rumor. Blood pressure is 133/89. Pulse 117. Open parentheses. Irregular rate and rhythm. Close parentheses. Next line, respiration 18. Next line, temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no mental signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac irregular rate and rhythm. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. A patient is tachycardic. Open parentheses, this is chronic. She has been seen on multiple occasions for this arrhythmia and tachycardia, and was advised to follow up with a local cardiologist, but didn't, secondary to funding, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion, she bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alerts 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder, number 2 obesity, number 3 arrhythmia, number 4 depression, number 5 medication refill, period. Next paragraph, patient's medication refill as follows: Suboxone 8/2 mg SL film. She would take one film SLBID for 30 days on the 60, no refills. Next medication, venlafaxine, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next paragraph, urine drug screen was done. Clinic today, urine drug screen showed positive for amphetamines. She indicated that she's taking phentermine for weight loss. She was strongly discouraged from continuing this medication. For two reasons: one, it's incompatible with Suboxone program; two, she has a irregular rate and rhythm of her heart, and she is consistently tachycardic. Patient says she understands and will DC medication. Next paragraph, was sent home with the following medication: venlafaxine, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Suboxone, 8/2 mg SL film. She will take one film SLBID for 30 days, number 60, no refill. She was given the opportunity to ask questions and says she has none. PMP aware was reviewed. PMP aware does not reveal any drug-seeking activities or medication diversion activities, period. She was given up to ask questions. She said she has none. End of dictation.